If you're stuck in all or nothing black and white thinking around health and desperately need some balance and grace, then this is the show for you.
Welcome to Intuitive Eating for Christian Women. I'm your co-host, Erin Todd. I'm a writer and an intuitive eater.
And I'm your co-host, Charlie Castle, registered dietitian and exercise physiologist. We're here to help you discover whole health for your mind, body, and soul.
That's right. Our goal is to embody scripture, ditch dieting, and live on purpose.
Woo! Woo! Yes, girl.
Welcome back to Intuitive Eating for Christian Women. Here you are in episode 4. I hope you caught the first 3 episodes because that really laid the foundation and set us up for what we're going to talk about today. So in case you missed it, go back and check out episode 1 where we talked all about what is diet culture, and then episode 2 where we learned about health at every size, and then episode 3, of course, is a don't miss. It's a tough one, but you got to hear it, on idolatry. So with that as our framework, we're ready to dive in today on episode 4 with an introduction to intuitive eating. We're basically giving you intuitive eating in a nutshell. So get ready to get your learn on. Here we go.
Before we jump into the episode, let me give a quick disclaimer. This program is for informational and educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. Our aim is to introduce you to the principles of intuitive eating and help you to see how those principles align with scripture so you can improve your relationship with food, your body, and God, and cast out dieting for good.
Excellent. In this episode, we're going to give an introduction to intuitive eating, what it is, who it's for, what it's about, and to help you understand why we need it.
Yeah. So the definition itself, there's a couple of different ways to describe it. And I usually say it's an anti-diet framework because it's a framework with principles, and it's basically teaching you how to listen to your body and reject dieting and reject weight loss and kind of do things in the natural way that our bodies were designed to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I always love to give the definition of Evelyn Tribble and Elise Rush, who wrote Intuitive Eating, because it's beautiful. You couldn't say it any better than they say it. So I like to give that formal definition. And then I love sharing, like, what does this mean to me, right? That, like, you just shared. So in their intuitive eating workbook, they say that intuitive eating is a dynamic mind-body integration of instinct, emotion, and rational thought. It's a very personal process of honoring your health by paying attention to the messages of your body and meeting your physical and emotional needs. It's an inner journey of discovery that puts you front and center. You are the expert of your own body. So I love, yes, I know, right? It's so beautiful. And then I always, with these things, with everything, I say, okay, what does this mean for me as a Christian? So what this means for me as a Christian is getting back in tune with the body systems that God designed in me to know how to eat and move and take care of myself. And with that is also getting in tune with the Holy Spirit in regards to my health and my eating and my movement and all of those things, because he is our wise counselor. Right. And we can trust him with those things. So I always say, you know, it's putting God in charge of your body, your eating habits, all those things, trusting the systems that he gave you and trusting his guidance, trusting his strength, all of those things to listen to your body, to listen to him and make the right decisions for you personally.
Yes.
And just like our walk with the Lord looks different, like everyone's walk with the Lord is so different in so many ways. so is our eating and exercising.
Yeah. Totally agree.
Yeah.
Personal process.
Yes.
It's a journey. It's, yeah, I love that. That speaks to that. And I want to clarify here, the book itself, Intuitive Eating, is from a nutritional, it's a piece of research in the nutritional space. It's not inherently a Christian thing, but what we're doing here is applying it that way and coming at it with a biblical lens and just bringing our own Christian perspective to it, because whether it intended to or not, you know, intuitive eating principles really do line up beautifully with scripture. And I think we're going to get a glimpse of that today as we go through each of the 10 principles.
Yeah. Well, I love pointing out intuitive eating is written by registered dietitians that really dug into the science and our body systems, and God created science. So if we actually listen to the science and we actually listen to the way our bodies were created to be, we eat intuitively.
Yes.
So yeah, it's a great resource.
Totally. So who would you say intuitive eating is for? Like who is the targeted, benefited audience for intuitive eating as a way to approach food?
Well, intuitive eating is for everyone that was created by God, because that's how he created us to eat. And we're all born intuitive eaters. And it's usually our culture, the way we grow up, the messages we receive that move us away from eating intuitively. There are some people that as adults still have an intuitive relationship with food, and that is like so beautiful and rare and amazing. But for the majority of people, we have rules and beliefs and all these things that really have halted our connection with our bodies and our ability to be intuitive eaters. So anyone that has followed diet patterns, anyone that has had like scarcity of food, whether that was because of a diet or because of, you know, just food availability, it's important for intuitive eating helps everyone. Truly, it helps everyone. There's never been anyone that I've talked to about it that it wasn't helpful for. So
amen to that.
Yeah, and it is the framework that is, you know, it's becoming the gold standard in eating disorder recovery and all of those things. So it's helpful for everybody.
So why would you say, why is it that we need intuitive eating?
Oh my gosh, girl, because the enemy is alive and well on this earth, and he is using diet culture to just stop us from pursuing the Lord and his will, to keep us running on these treadmills instead of living out our purpose. It really is bondage and slavery. It's keeping us focused on trying to control our weight, our health, all of those things, instead of focused on the things that God asks us to be focused on.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You know,
I was stuck in that worldly diet culture place, and it took this, you know, totally revamped approach, the opposite of dieting, essentially.
Yeah.
To get me back to the Lord and bringing my faith into my health and putting them together and taking all of that back, kind of reclaiming it from the enemy, from diet culture, would not have been possible without intuitive eating. So,
yeah. And I love to share with people. Oh, my blower is loud. Sorry if it's loud. I love to share with people. I love to highlight that God created us. He created science. And so if we really dig into the science, we see, you know, that all these things that we think we know about health and weight and disease and all of that stuff isn't true when you actually look at the research. And so when you truly look at the research, we really see different things. So I like to point that out because when people think that they're doing a faith-based health program or whatever it is, we bring an entire suitcase of assumptions with us and beliefs with us. We bring the belief that you have to be thin to be healthy. We just so many beliefs that we walk, that we bring with us as we're reading the Bible. So when we read honor God with your body and take care of your bodies, we think that means lose weight, whatever those things are. So it's important that we re-educate ourselves, that we dig into health at every size and intuitive eating, and we actually learn what the research is showing, because God created science and that helps us learn those things. So we have to relearn the science of health, because yes, that completely changes the way we implement God's instructions to take care of our body.
Yes, totally.
Does that make sense?
It does. Well, let's break it down and have it make sense principle by principle. So let's just dive in. There are 10 principles of intuitive eating, and we're just going to give a quick overview, take them one at a time, and let's just dive in. So principle number one of intuitive eating is reject the diet mentality. So to me, that means reject. Diets cannot live up to their promises. Kick them to the curb. If you keep buying the lie that then equals happy, you're never going to break free of diets, and you have to let go totally of the false hope of weight loss.
Yes, absolutely. So there it's, for me, it's always highlighting two things. Why should I ditch dieting biblically? And why should I ditch dieting scientifically? So scientifically, you know, that's health at every size research. That's breaking all the things down. The one thing I will say is, you know, 95 to 97% of people that lose weight do not keep it off longer than 2 years. It doesn't work. Scientifically, dieting does not work to make you thinner. Making you thinner doesn't make you healthier. All of those kinds of things. And then also biblically, when you look at dieting and the focus, there are so many things looking at idolatry, looking at how it affects us spiritually and how really diet culture is vanity. It's trying to fit into the world. It's buying into enemy lies.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll unpack this first principle on a later episode. And if you want to hear a little bit more about the health at every size science, we've already addressed that in a prior episode, episode 2. So go back and check that out. But that, number one, I'm going to say it again, because it's the beginning of this whole thing. Reject the diet mentality. I can't say that enough.
That, then you have, like, nothing else is going to stick.
Yeah. Yeah. If you only hear one thing, hear that. But there's 10 whole principles. So let's keep moving. Okay. Principle number two is honor your hunger. So that means listen to your body's hunger cues, not diet rules or even what your own judgment says about your hunger, and eat when you're hungry, honor your hunger, listen to it, trust it, honor it.
Yes, absolutely. I think that we're taught that our hunger is like an enemy and it's bad and it's something that we should fight and put off. But really, God, it's a system that God created us. Our bodies say, hey, I'm hungry, so that we can have the fuel and nutrients that we need. And there's so much that comes out of actually honoring that and eating when you're hungry that improves our lives.
Yes. And God made our bodies. There's inner wisdom there. And you can trust, because you trust God, you can trust your hunger. Yes, it's safe. Yeah. It's safe to trust your hunger. Please trust it.
Yes.
Okay. So the number three is make peace with food. So food is not your enemy. And peace comes when you give yourself unconditional permission to eat.
Yes. So this is the principle that there are no good and bad foods, that foods do not have the power to make you good or bad. Jesus declared all foods clean. Can I get an amen? So all foods are perfectly acceptable. There is no moral value attached to foods. You are just as good of a person if you are eating fruits and vegetables or a donut.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. Principle four is challenge the food police. So for me, this means, you know, you need to learn to question and silence that critical, bossy, self-righteous food police voice. Maybe it's in your head. Maybe it's coming out of a friend's mouth or TV, but you're bombarded with these food police messages daily, and you need to learn to challenge them, question them, and ultimately silence them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always say that this is, we are taught this in the Word of God. This is taking every thought captive. This is being mindful and being aware of what thoughts you're having or what people are saying around you. And it really is saying, like, not today, Satan, because the food police is the enemy.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. So principle five is feel your fullness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of an echo of honor your hunger in principle two, but feel your fullness. To me, it's about learning to eat mindfully, you know, with awareness, and listen to your body as you're eating. Listen to your body's fullness cues.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all taught lots of different things about eating. The clean your plate club, that you have to finish the food that you're given, or you stop before fullness because this is only, you know, you're only allowed this much food. But what we find is that if we are mindful and pay attention while we're eating, and we recognize that fullness and we honor it most of the time, we have a lot more satisfying experience with food. And I will say, being able to honor your fullness absolutely depends on unconditional permission to eat when you're hungry, right? You can stop eating when you're full if you know that you're allowed to eat whenever you're hungry again.
Yeah.
And also, eating past fullness is not a sin.
Yeah. Thank you for saying it. It needed to be said.
Yeah. Like, you're allowed to eat past fullness. The goal here is that we're making a conscious decision to do so. We're not just doing so mindlessly or doing so, you know, so many other reasons why we would eat past fullness. But it's that if we're going to eat past fullness, we're consciously making this decision to do so.
This episode of Intuitive Eating for Christian Women is brought to you by our podcast workbook. Ladies, did you know that you could basically treat this podcast like an online course and really go deep with what you're learning? All you need is our $7 podcast workbook. The podcast is free. Just add this workbook and you can turn your learning and listening into living. It is an incredible value, so we don't want you to miss it. We want you to get the most out of listening to each episode. So we created this printable ebook that's going to help you go deep with what you're learning. It's perfect for you journalers and note takers, because these podcast episodes, they're pretty in depth. It's pretty much an online course for free. So get the most out of it and just get the workbook. It's got so many good challenging reflection questions. It's got the key scripture verses that we teach in each episode and apply to intuitive eating. And it's got wonderful prayer prompts for you to really carve out some time with the Lord and just bring this to life in your faith. We do not want you guys just listening. Make sure you get your podcast workbook so you get the most out of this podcast and turn your listening into living. This is an incredible tool to help you start applying the principles of intuitive eating in your life and in your faith. So make sure you go grab your copy today.
You can get it over at our website, intuitiveeatingforchristianwomen.com. That's intuitiveeatingforchristianwomen.com, and click on the shop tab in the menu at the top. Now back to the episode. Okay, moving on to principle six. Principle six is discover the satisfaction factor.
Yes.
It was really big for me. Food is meant to be enjoyed. You are allowed to take pleasure in eating.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard this before until intuitive eating. So I'm just going to say that one more time. Discover the satisfaction factor.
It's like so beautiful. Like God made food so delicious and satisfying and enjoyable. And when you have permission to eat all foods and you have fats and different textures and like all the flavor things, and like food can be so satisfying, and it should be. It's delicious. God created it to be delicious. Like it's one of the pleasures that we have here on this earth that he created for us to enjoy. I always tell people, go read Ecclesiastes. I know people read Ecclesiastes as like, you know, there's nothing greater than God. There's no greater pleasure on the earth than God. You're not going to find your happiness in anything than God. Absolutely true. But it also, Ecclesiastes really highlights the pleasures that are here on earth. Like really, like there are simple things that we get on this earth. And one of those is enjoying our food.
Amen. It's a gift.
It is a gift. Love me some food.
Me too. Okay. Principle seven is cope with your emotions without using food. And this one can be a little bit tricky,
mm-hmm.
but I like to think of it this way. Food can't fix your problems.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need to find other ways to nurture ourselves that don't involve eating.
Yeah, so coping with our emotions with food can be restricting food to deal with emotions. It can be eating lots of food to deal with emotions. It could be eating certain food, you know, whatever those things are. And I always say that, hey, you're allowed to get some comfort from food. Comfort food is a real thing. There is a reason why your mom's chicken noodle soup makes you feel so good when you're sick, or your cup of coffee in the morning with Jesus is like so delightful. You know, food is emotional, and that is good. It is perfectly fine. And you know what? It's also fine if you want to eat a piece of chocolate because you're stressed. It's okay to have that tool in your toolbox. What's important is that it's a conscious decision. Yet again, right? So it's not my only coping mechanism. I don't turn to food for every situation that I have, or because it's a very temporary fix. If I am stressed and I want to eat the piece of chocolate, I might feel good for a minute, but then I still have the problems and I have to deal with them, right? So if that's my only coping mechanism, it's not helpful at all. But if it's just one of my coping mechanisms and I can recognize I'm stressed right now and I want to eat that piece of chocolate and it's going to feel good for a minute and like that's okay, then you can eat the chocolate, feel good for a minute, and then I'm like, okay, now I'm going to deal with the situation. Whereas when I didn't have permission for that, you eat the chocolate and then eat more chocolate and eat more chocolate and eat more chocolate, or you know, whatever your situation is. So,
and then the shame and guilt and spiral, yes, and your emotions, yes, get worse. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Good distinction there on it's a tool in the tool belt, but not the only one.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important point to make.
Yeah.
Okay. So number eight, principle number eight of intuitive eating is respect your body.
Yes, girl.
And I'm just going to say that again. Respect your body. And that means, you know, accepting your body as it is, your genetics. Accept yourself right now. And you don't have to love your body, but you do have to respect it. We're not all going to love every, you know, body part. And that's not even the point. But respect is about caring for yourself in a way that honors your body and respects it.
Yep. And honors God.
Amen.
So I always say, like, extreme body love is not our goal either.
Definitely.
We don't want us all to be obsessed and madly in love with our bodies. Like, that's not our goal here either. But it's acceptance. It's respect. It's putting your body image in its rightful place. Right? It's like, yeah, just even being neutral about your body is the goal here.
Yeah. We're going to have fun unpacking that one.
It is going to be fun.
Okay, so principle 9, and this one's really good too. Principle 9 is exercise, feel the difference.
Yeah.
And I love this one because it's reclaiming exercise. Exercise is not meant to be punishment. It's not. So exercise, feel the difference kind of unleashed me to find something that I actually enjoy doing and embracing it. And it's about how it makes me feel, not what it's going to do to the scale.
Yep. Yep. You hit the nail on the head. It's how it makes you feel, not how it changes your body's look.
Yes.
So I typically just go with, I always talk about joyful body movement, because I think when we say exercise, people see that very like gym and militant. And it's moving your body in the way that you enjoy, and then measuring, you know, if you need to measure your success of joyful body movement, it's, did it make me feel good? Did I sleep well? Like, and you can look at other health markers like your blood pressure or your blood sugar or, you know, those kinds of things, but it's taking the scale or any measurement of your body size out of the picture.
Yeah. Taking it back.
Yes. I'm moving in worship because it feels good and it honors the Lord. I'm not moving because I hate my stupid, ugly body.
Oh, amen.
But, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we made it to principle 10.
Yes.
The final principle of the 10 principles of intuitive eating, I think it's the most complicated one. And so we'll definitely be unpacking this one later, but just here it is. Principle 10 is honor your health, gentle nutrition.
Gentle
nutrition.
Yes.
That is about finding what works for your taste buds, but also how it makes you feel. So we're kind of balancing a little bit here, and we're being gentle, and we're not worried about eating perfectly. I have air quotes. Yeah. Throw that out the window. It's gentle.
Yes. Yeah. And I, like you just said, it is the most complicated, and it unpacks as the years go on. Gentle nutrition is something that I tell people, like, girl, get to principle 10 in a couple of years, is often what it takes for people. And it is complicated, and that's going to be a super fun episode for us to unpack, but it's taking your personal experience, your lived experience with food and how it makes your body feel, and taking nutrition science, which we'll get into that, like what we learn, and, you know, bringing that into the way you eat, following all the other principles of intuitive eating. It is the very last step of intuitive eating for a reason.
Yeah. It's advanced.
Yeah. Yeah.
But doable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think often too, it's a step that usually sends people back to work on other steps, and then they come back to it. It's just like navigating the world with your biblical lens on. When you start considering nutrition or learning about nutrition after becoming an intuitive eater, you have to have like your diet culture x-ray vision on. You've got to be able to pick that stuff out because it's rampant. So that takes time. time. It's a skill that we build over time.
Yeah. And you practice it and you never totally get there.
Yeah.
This is a daily practice.
Yeah. I always say it's like, it's walking with the Lord.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why they go so well together.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So those were 10 principles, and I know we kind of just breezed through those really quickly. Again, I want to say we're coming back to these, and we're going to dive deep into each one individually. But since that was just meant to be an overview, I don't want anybody to feel overwhelmed. So why don't you share a resource you've created to kind of unpack this a little bit if they need something right now.
Yeah, so I have a blog post that you can check out below. It's What is Intuitive Eating and 3 Easy Strategies to Get Started for Christian Women. So there I very simply go over the principles like we did, but then I have a link to me going over more in depth each principle. And those are also tied to a Bible study. So getting into that blog post will set you up with access to, I have a Bible study that goes through the 10 principles of intuitive eating. You get an email daily, and I have heard good things.
I can share good things.
Yeah.
It's quite excellent. And so we're going to link to that in the show notes. Yeah. So look for that there. And I've also made something that I think might help with this. It's the Intuitive Eating Starter Kit for Christian Women. It's like my freebie. If you go to my blog, at the top menu, there's a thing that says freebie, and you just click on that. And it's a couple of pages long, and it unpacks the principles, and it's something that you can like hold in your hands and kind of, you know, start walking with. I would encourage you to definitely do the Bible study and go along with us as we're doing this. But we don't want to leave you without tools to dive in right now. So please check those out. And if you've got questions about them or, you know, want a little bit more information on something, comment below or send us emails. You can contact both of us through our respective websites. We are here to teach this and to help you discover this for yourself.
Yep, absolutely.
I think that wraps it up for an overview of the principles. So that's it.
All right. Do you want to pray us out, Erin?
Yeah. I'll close us in prayer. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to come together again and to start learning and opening our minds to what you really have for us with health. Please illuminate the path forward for anybody who's seeking a new way to relate to food and their body and who really wants to dive into whole health of their mind, body, and soul. Lord, show them the way forward, and may this show and the resources we've shared be a blessing to them, Lord, because we've struggled with this and we are sharing our experiences to point them to you, to bring you glory, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks so much for listening to the Intuitive Eating for Christian Women podcast. If you loved what you heard today, be sure to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes so that this message can reach other women stuck on the proverbial treadmill. And if you're enjoying the content we've been sharing on the podcast, you are going to love the free private community we've created exclusively for podcast listeners to connect with each other and support one another. We're in this together, so come join the Anti-Diet Sisterhood group. Just head to Facebook, search Intuitive Eating for Christian Women, and request to join the group with your name and email. Our prayer for this private community is that it's a safe space and the extra layer of support you need to take the podcast content and really begin to apply it and walk it out in your own life. Come join the conversation. Tune in to the next episode, and we'll see you over on Facebook. This podcast was produced by Oh Shoot Productions and made possible by the grace of God and the support of women like you. Thank you for being a part of the Intuitive Eating for Christian Women community. We'll see you in the next episode.